thousands of educational and charitable organizations. And since Paul Newman's death in 2008, Newman's Own, Inc. continues this practice and has donated more than $295 million to charities in the U.S. and 31 other countries around the world. One of Newman's special projects was the Hole in the Wall Gang Camps, the world's only network of camps for children with life-threatening illnesses. At these camps, children participate in many outdoor activities where they can temporarily forget their illnesses. Newman and other generous donors have sponsored over 100,000 children to attend these camps free of charge. When asked why he gave so much to children with illnesses, Newman said, "I've had such a string of good fortune in my life. Those who are most lucky should hold their hands out to those who aren't." Paul Newman didn't think that being philanthropic was an exceptional quality. To him, generosity was simply a human trait, a common sense way of living. "I respect generosity in people. I don't look at it as philanthropy. I see it as an investment in the community. I am not a professional philanthropist," said Newman. "I'm not running for sainthood. I just happen to think that in life we need to be a little like the farmer who puts back into the soil what he takes out."
Page 34. Exercise C. Reading. Read and listen to the article. What reasons does Paul Newman give for donating to charity?
Paul Newman, actor and philanthropist. Actor Paul Newman began acting in 1954 and appeared in more than 50 films in his lifetime. He won an Oscar for Best Actor in 1986 for The Color of Money. In 1993, Newman received a special Oscar for humanitarian service. These two awards reflect his dual success as actor and philanthropist. In 1982, Newman and a friend, A.E. Hotchner, founded Newman's Own, a not-for-profit food products company. The company's first product was a salad dressing that Newman and Hotchner made at home themselves. Newman was told that the salad dressing would sell only if his face were on the label. Though he didn't want to call attention to himself, Newman agreed because he planned to donate all profits to charity. The salad dressing was a big success. In the first year, Newman contributed approximately $1 million to charitable organizations. Newman's Own expanded, and the company now makes many other food products. Every year, Newman donated 100% of the profits from the sale of Newman's Own products to